In many different respects, the Yom Tov Sukkos is a time that reflects not only Kedushas Yisrael, but a relationship Kadosh Baruch Hu has with the Umos HaOlam as well. And yet, Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, that is something that is uniquely ours. The Yalkut Shimoni and Parshas Pinchas, Tavshin Bebez, writes that after all, Koshal, I pray daschem, and Kadosh Baruch Hu turns to Knesset Yisrael and tells us that there is a time that we could have that sense of Yechidus. And Yalkut Shimoni quotes the Pasuk of Nagila V'nismecha Bach. The Gaon has a beautiful biur in the very beginning of Shir HaShirim that the opening psukim of Shir HaShirim relate to the various Yomim Tovim of the year, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, and Pasuk Dalet, Heviyani HaMelech Chadarav Nagila V'nisma Chabach. That is the reference to Shmini Atzeres, to Simchas Torah, for our unique relationship. There's a comment the Gaon has elsewhere, which I think can be applied to this as well. There's a Gaon in his Pirushan Iyov, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Chafei, where the Gaon raises the following. What exactly is the difference between Gila as opposed to Simcha? The Gaon quotes a Pasuk in Mishlei, Chaf Gimel, Pasuk Chaf Dalet, Gil Yagil Avit Tzadik, V'yolet Chacham Yismach. When we speak about a Tzadik, that the term is Gila. When we speak about Leida, that is referenced in Simcha. What is the difference between Gila and Simcha? The Gaon writes the following. Gila is a Simcha which is Nimsheches. When we think about the life of a tzaddik, it means a life of consistency. It's something that is sustained. The consistency of the life of the tzaddik. And therefore the Gaon writes that Gila is a sustained, consistent Simcha. The term Simcha is Leida. Leida means it's something that is a new, is a fresh experience of. So the Gaon writes, that's the difference in the terms of Gila versus Simcha. When you look back then, ooh, that Pasuk of Nagila V'nismachava, it's a reference then to two forms of Simcha, a sustained Simcha, but also a Simcha which is Mischadeshes. So if I were to ask you, what is the day of the year that has both elements of Simcha? On the one hand, it's a hemshech. On the other hand, though, it is something that has a newness, a freshness. It isn't the clear answer. Well, of course, Shmini Atzeres. Because Shmini Atzeres, in many ways, is a hemshech of the Antifa Sukkos. You know, that Pirkei Yosef, a person by mistake said, Chag HaSukkos Hazeh, instead of Shmini Atzeres, is he Yotzi, is he not? Because in so many different respects, it's a hemshech of. But in six ways, Shmini Atzeres is a Regel Bifnei Atzma, meaning that there are two different moving parts to Shmini Atzeres. It is a sum of, but also it is something that stands alone. And therefore, perhaps that also adds to the kavan of that drasha, Nagila V'nisma Chabach, a reference to Shmini Atzeres that has both elements of Simcha, the Gila and Simcha. Because, you know, the Sefer HaChinuch points out that the sequence of the Moadim is Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, which means that Shmini Atzeres really is the siyum of all of the Yomim Tovim. It's found in Tikkoi Zohar and Daf Chav Tes, but the Sefer HaChinuch emphasizes this. The Ran writes in Perek Gimel of Maseches Megillah that it's not coincidental. The Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah is the siyum of the Moadim, and that's when we are misayim the Torah. Because after all, that if it represents a culmination of, so therefore we do so through the siyum of Simchas Torah, and also we do through the experience of Shmini Atzeres of Nagila V'nisma Chabach. Because that very Yalkut Shimoni concludes, Rabbi Yitzchak says, Bach is the Chaf Beis Osios of the Torah Hashem. The Simcha is a real Simcha Shel Torah. I was always bothered by the Kasha, there's a Keren Ora. And the Moed Katan, the Ches, that why isn't Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah a violation of Emar Bim Simcha B'Simcha? And I thought that the real Teretz is these are not independent Kiyumim of Simcha. But the real Simcha, of course, of Nagila V'nisma Chabach is a day without the Mitzvah Sayom, simply to be able to bask in the Hashras Hashchin of the Torah Hashem as manifest in the Torah. And Shmini Atzeres is the Siyum of all of the Moadim. Because you know what a Siyum is? A Siyum is really the sum of all of his parts. A person finishes a masechta, you make a siyum. The siyum isn't on the last line, on the last daf, it's on all of, the entire masechta. It's the culmination, the sum of its parts. There's another stunning comment of the Gaon, but this is a Gaon, that there's something unusual about the word siyum, the Gaon writes. How do you spell the word siyum? The Gaon writes, every letter of the word siyum, this is a Gaon, no? Is the sum of its parts. Now, how do you spell samach? Samach men chaf is the word samach, because the mem and the chaf equals the samach. And how do you spell a yud? Yud vav dalet, the vav and the dalet equals the... And the Gaon writes the same thing is true of the vav and the mem, vavav, memem. That's what a siyum represents, the culmination of all of those shifos, all of those parts that we celebrate in each and every Yom Tov. The climax is considered to be that time. And that's why I would argue that Kashalai Predaschem creates, at least in a certain sense, a void, because all this now comes to an end, so to speak. And all of a sudden, the daily routine kicks in. And that, no doubt, is a challenge. The Ramban writes, the challenge of every Yom Tov is to see to it that the Hashvav Yom Tov is something that lingers, that continues beyond the conclusion of the Yom Tov itself. Because that really is the fear of Kashalai Predaschem. I've often commented, the Lashon HaGemara, and that Medrash is not Kashalai Predaschem. It's Kashalai Predaschem. Usually you have two parties and they're separating. Each one is separated. So Kashalai Predaschem. No, Kashalai Predaschem. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not separating. Now the fear is that it's we who are doing so. And how do you solve that problem of Kashalai Predaschem? So that, I would tell you, is the magnificence of that fusion, to answer that kasha of the Keren Ora, Chazal couple, the Shmini Atzeres of Kashalai Predaschem, with Simchas Torah. Because if a person really understands the great Simcha of the Gil V'Nismach Abach, you know what the answer is? That there's no need for any separation. Just as it's not Predaschem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, of course, there. There's no need, just because the Yom Tov concludes, somehow to argue that life now goes on and the hashpa of Yom Tov is something that diminishes and decreases. Certainly not. Now we have an opportunity through Magila V'Nismach Abach to see to it that all of the shifos, the sum of every aspect of Yom Tov, is able to continue and to linger. And when you leave, the Diras Arai, so to speak, and you enter your new home, which you think is a Diras Keva, but the mindset is so different. The mindset is that really that our Emunah and our Bikachon, our steadfastness, as the Gaon writes, Gil Yagil Avit Sadik, and our Avodas Hashem, that is something that tools us to be able to continue to grow in the Sor and the Torah Hashem. And here I will tell you, for the yeshiva, no doubt, that this is a mission that we all have to embrace, that, you know, now the beginning of a longer Zman. And the Yom Tovim seem to fade away a little bit in the distance. But recognize that if there's any sense of pirud, it simply is coming from us. It is not Predaschem. And we have every opportunity to invest in our Isek HaTorah, to invest in our Avas Hashem, to see to it that we continue to grow and that the Hashva that we were zochet to experience throughout each and every Yom Tov, and especially with the Siyum of the Moedim, is something that will accompany us and allow us to further develop as a true Eved Hashem, as a true Ben Torah in every aspect of life. So really, to each of you, you should have that sense of great Hatzlacha and Siyata Deshmaya to begin this new Zman on a high with determination of higher goals, lofty Shifos, to see to it that we can Bikona, the sugyas that we're learning, that no doubt are very difficult, difficult sugyas, but with that sense of amelus, that sense of ishtadlus, the sense of tefillah and siyata d'shmaya, to demonstrate that even though the Yom Tov comes to an end, that nagila v'nismach habach, there's a hemshich, there's continuity, and that relationship that we've been able to celebrate through the schus of Yom Tov in general, and especially through Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. Bezras Hashem, we should be able to reach that plateau of the constancy of the Gila of the Tzaddik, to be able to express in every facet of Avodas Hashem, Nagila v'Nismecha Bach.